There was a huge Christmas tree, too, just filled with presents. So Mother Goose first presented a great big silver ball to the great big Father Bear. He said, I don't want a silver ball. I want a pair of skates. Then she presented the middle-sized Mother Bear with a middle-sized gold ball. And she said, I don't want a gold ball. I want a pair of skates. Then she presented the tiny baby bear with a tiny rubber ball. And he said,
I don't want a rubber ball. I want a pair of skates, too.
So a good fairy presented them with skates. 'Twas long past midnight now, and Mother Goose told the children if they wished to reach home in safety, they could do so by climbing a huge beanstalk. As they started to climb, a fairy whom they had not seen before touched them with her magic wand. And instantly, the little girls were changed into tiny Red Cross nurses and the boys into dear little soldiers and sailors. They climbed and climbed till they reached the top. And Christmas morning found them in a new country way above the clouds. Jack of the Beanstalk was not there. Instead, a beautiful figure clothed in pure white who proved to be their guardian angel. Far away could be heard singing and trumpets blowing. A wondrous light appeared, their guardian angel leading them on till they could see plainly that the light was a mysteriously strange star. They held out their tiny hands to welcome the star when suddenly they seemed to be sailing on a marvelous ship named the Star of Bethlehem. Just then, a voice called out, Johnny, 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 it's time to get up, you sleepyhead. Johnny opened his eyes, saying, Oh, Mother dear, why did you wake me up? I was just dreaming about the Mother Goose children and angels and a lovely ship and everything. And this story, my little friend, is what Johnny really dreamed and told his mother on Christmas morning. 'Twas surely a pretty dream for the Christ child's birthday.